Praise the Lord. Message number 58. The title of the message, Sheltering Our Children is God's Mandate for Holiness, Part 7. Let's open our Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 22, and let us read from verse 1 to verse 18. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together. Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. He reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham. Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide. And to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the star in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all the nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your precious word to us. Thank you for your presence in our life. Lord, anoint this time, anoint the message, anoint my lips, and put verses and statement on my lips to declare your goodness to your people. Lord, we do pray in the name of Jesus that whatever you want to speak to your people, make it clear, O God, and let be a message that will bring obedience, Lord, in each and every one life. I pray, O God, whatever the purpose of sending this message shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Lord, we do pray you take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it to those, Lord, who are waiting to hear your word. We thank you and we bless you, Lord. Whatever the purpose of sending this message, shall your purpose be prevailed. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is one of the famous and important scripture in the Bible. And we had discussed from this scripture about obedience. We know that when God had called Abraham, Abraham at the beginning he did certain mistakes and shortcomings, but the Lord corrected him and finally he was perfected and he is called the friend of God. In this scripture, we can see very beautiful things about family and child discipline. We find that Isaac was in full obedience to his father and to the Lord. We will go through the scripture verse by verse and we will see what are the important things that we can pick up and apply in the life of our families and in the life of our children. When God called Abraham, when he called him, he said to him, Abraham. Abraham replied, here I am. The point that we want to emphasize here is immediate obedience. Abraham, immediately when God called him, he said, here I am. In the same way, we need to obey the Lord immediately and we need to teach our children immediate obedience. When you say to your child, come and take your lunch, he say yes. Yes, he will come. But which time he will come? He will come later on. Come, eat your dinner. Come from outside and go and wash your hands. Most of the time, our children, they will say yes or they will not answer us back. We need to call again, or they will answer us but they will not come. We need to emphasize. We need to follow up each and every child. When we say something to them, we must follow that they are doing it immediately. If they are late, we keep pressing on them until they would know that. We will not leave them until they will do. So they will learn to do it immediately. So immediate obedience is required. Delayed obedience is like disobedience, is equal to disobedience. The second point, when the Lord called Abraham, he told him, take your son, your only son, Isaac whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering. God asked Abraham to give him Isaac. Abraham did not say, Lord, how about if I give you Ishmael? How about Lot, if I will bring a sheep or a goat? This is, we call it partial obedience. When we tell our children do these things, they will tell that, why, what if I would do this? When we say to them, come and sit here. No, I want to sit there. Anyhow, I am sitting. This is partial obedience is equal to disobedience. When the children want to do their own, we need not to yield to their will. Every child will try his best to bypass the instruction that you give him, that we give them, and do their own thought, plan, or wish. As Abraham obeyed the Lord fully, he did not bargain or he did not change the order. We need to teach our children the same thing. If we say, you do this, you do this. How about if I would do this and I would do that? No. We need to be very careful in that matter. Partial obedience and delay obedience is equivalent. It is equal to disobedience. Children will always try to control the parents, but parents should control the children. Which age the parent will try, which age the children will try to control the parent? I ask this question to people. They will tell maybe when they start they are 3-4 years. Some they say when they are 5 years. But David say in Psalm 51 verse 5, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. The children, even when they are babe in their mother womb, they are sinful, and they will try their best to control the parents. Even as young as they are infant. I remember when my wife was pregnant with my child, Isaac. While she was pregnant, my son keep kicking her with his feet, keep kicking her tummy. Every now and then as she wake up, because the boy inside her tummy is moving and kicking her womb, and she feel pain. When Isaac was born, and we lay him to sleep between us, he was doing the same. He was kicking us and waking us up in the night. Also, when he grow and become a child, when he sleep with us, he also kicking us. Children will try to control the parent. When you start to give them food, they will not like. They want to control, they want to keep only taking milk. When you train the child to go to the bathroom, not to make stool or urine on himself, he will try to bypass this discipline as well, bowel training discipline. So here, immediate obedience and full obedience is required. And what age they are, we need to imply to them these two principles. What we can learn more from this story of Isaac and Abraham in verse 3, you say, early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey, who was with him. Sure, Isaac also got up, waking up early, and they traveled a 3 days journey. So here we found that it is a hard life for even the child. Our children should know our responsibility, and they should carry the responsibility with us toward the Lord. It is good to explain to your child what God required and why you are working hard, and they need to understand that they should also work in the story that we read. It is a long journey that Abraham should do to obey God. In the same way, Isaac was with him. The two of them went together. It is a long journey, it is a hard journey for Abraham as well as to his son Isaac. The same, our children should not live or think to live an easy life with the pampering. Once you pamper your child, you not allow him to be exposed to hardship and not allow him to suffer with you. He will not be trained or disciplined in the way that God wants him to be. Our children should understand the principle of the Word of God. In Genesis chapter 3 verse 19, the Lord said to Adam, "By the sweat of your brow you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return." They must know that if they will not work, they will not eat. From birth, they are working. They need to work. What is the work of the infant? He suck the milk. If he will not suck, he cannot eat. That's his job, to suck the milk. We need to train them to crawling. We encourage them to walk. We encourage them by the age of 2 or before 2 to have bowel training to control their bowel. If they will not walk, they will not eat. When they are growing more, we teach them to pray. That is their work. They will kneel down with us. They will carry certain things. They will collect their toys. They will carry with us. We go and buy food and vegetables, our groceries. They go with us. We give them something to carry. They must carry something. They must do the work. In the book of Genesis chapter 22, verse 6, the Bible says, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and he placed it on his son Isaac. He took the wood and put it on his son Isaac. Isaac at this time was a youth or young adult, more or less 15 years old or more. But he was trained to carry the things. Now what is going on now? The parents are working very hard from morning to evening, and they have to cook, they have to wash dishes, they have to wash the clothes, they have to hang the clothes, they have to go and buy grocery and bring, and the children are watching. No, we buy the grocery, our children they carry. We cook, the children wash the They wash the dishes. We wash the clothes. The children will hang. Or we teach them when they are grown, we teach them how to wash. We teach them to iron their clothes. We teach them to keep their clothes clean. That is their work. They must take a role in the house. Take the role in a family worship, in a prayer, reading the Bible, kneeling down. Taking the role in the kitchen, peeling vegetables, washing dishes. They need to work. Caring for the garden, cleaning the house, sweeping the house, mopping the house, arranging the room, their bedroom, the beds. This is all work that they need to do. Carry our things. They have to do something. They must be a help to us. As Isaac was helping his father, he traveled with him, long journey. He was carrying the wood. The same. They should work. If they don't work, they will not eat. We should teach them that no laziness, that there's an age they will reach, they need to work to earn their living. They must learn certain profession so that they can earn their living. What we learn from the story of Abraham and Isaac in Genesis 22. When they reach the place that God told them, after 3 days journey, they climb the mountain of Moriah. This need perseverance. After a tired journey, 3 days, still they need to climb to do God's will. The same our children, they must learn perseverance. Perseverance. Wake up early. Do the things that is required. No waste of time. Use your time wisely. We must observe how they are using their time. Time to sleep, time to study, time to pray, time to read the Bible, time to have family worship, time to help the parents in the house, in the kitchen, and time also to play, to have a good time as a family together. So our children must learn also perseverance. There's a certain time that we are persevering and we are facing a trial. The children also should persevere with us. In verse 7, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father, yes, my son," Abraham replied, "the fire and wood are here." Isaac said, "But where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Now we find here that Isaac is asking, where is the lamb? So Isaac is fully oriented of what is going on in the life of the family and what is the requirement of God. Abraham answered him in verse 8, "God will himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. So there was a very good discussion with them. They were discussing things that is pertain to God and things that is pertain to obedience to the Lord. And that is a healthy discussion. What kind of discussion should be between us and our children? You discuss with your children the thing that you are facing, your trial, your hardship, that is good. So they will pray with you. They will help. They must be aware to be educated of the things that surround you. I used to tell my child, my son, trial and hardship that I am facing. And I found that he is aware and he is helping me in the prayer. And that gave him a growth and maturity, because that will impart unto his life certain experiences from his father. So here there must be a healthy discussion, not about worldly things or about matches or games or parties. This will destroy our children. The things that pertain to God. Abraham's life was committed to the Lord at this stage, and we need to commit it to the Lord this time, not later on, so that the children, our children, will learn from us, and they will start to speak the thing that is pertaining to the Lord. Abraham told his son, God will provide. Yes, sure, God will provide when we obey. That's what we need to explain to our children. We open to them our trials and our hardship, and we explain to them that we need to obey the Lord in this matter. We need to do this and this, so the Lord will provide for us. Many they quote, the Lord will provide, but they are not willing to obey. That is not the sound teaching. The sound teaching, God will provide as we continue to obey His word and do His will. Immediate obedience and full obedience are required before the Lord will provide. What we can learn from this story? What Abraham was teaching his son? Full obedience, immediate obedience, to work hard, to persevere for the Lord. If you will not work, you will not eat. To carry the responsibility, carry the wood. That is what we need to teach our children, to be responsible. What else was teaching him? He was teaching him about giving. God told Abraham to give his son. And we need to teach our children our giving. They must learn about giving. The first they give is the part of their body. In Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Therefore I urge you, brothers, in the view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to the God. This is your spiritual act of worship. The first things we teach our children, that to offer the part of their bodies, their eyes to the Lord, not watching TV at all. Their hands for God. They will do good things with their hands. Their feet for the Lord. They will not go to places, parties, and with the friends outside. They'll go with us. Their ears to the Lord, they will not hear body music, only godly songs they will hear and they will sing. We teach them that all the parts of their body, their hearts for God, their eyes for the Lord, their mouth, they will not speak bad things for the Lord. They will utter prayer, they will speak God's word, they will be polite in their speech. That is how they offer their mouth and their heart to God. They will use their hands and feet to help us in the house. They will do the ministry with us. They will do their daily responsibilities. They arrange the bed, their own bed. They brush their teeth after food. They keep their clothes clean. All these things is part of offering the parts of their bodies to the Lord. What else we teach them? We teach them about giving material things to God. We need to teach them about tithing. We need to follow tithing, and we teach our children to tithe. Whatever we give them from gift, we used to give our son certain amount of money to collect, to teach him to save. But whatever we give him or he receive gifts, we take it from him, we collect it in his small bank, and we teach him to tithe what he received. And the Lord had blessed him as he was willing to give to the Lord. I usually ask my son, why you want to tithe? He told me, because I am getting more gifts and more toys and more food. He observed that as he is giving his tithe to the Lord, he gets an envelope every time he gets money, and we told him this, you get this amount, how much the tithe, he will tell us how much, and we take out of it and put an envelope, and he will write his name and he put it in the basket collection in the church. He observed that once he is giving his tithe, the Lord is blessing him. The same here as Abraham taught Isaac about giving. When we need to teach our children about giving, and the Lord is blessing us, we give to the Lord burnt offering or thanksgiving offering apart from our tithe. We used to tell to our child, this is God to bless us. Apart from our tithe, we will give such offering, burn offering, big offering to the Lord for the victory. When the Lord do miracle for us, we bless the Lord with a good gift apart from our tithes. What else we learn from Genesis chapter 22, the life of Abraham and Isaac? In verse 9, say, when they reached the place God had told them about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound Isaac. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on the top of the wood. He arranged an altar. And he put the wood, and then he put his son on the wood. So Isaac was sleeping on the wood. Is sleeping on the wood is comfortable? Have you slept on a wood? It is uncomfortable. And sure, Isaac was not comfortable with that setup. And he was bound also. Now, in every house there must be an altar. But not a physical altar. But spiritual altar, in which whatever we stand or believe, or the rules we follow, that is our altar. What is our stand, and what is the laws that we believe and follow? And that should be the word of God. That should be our altar. Now, sleeping on the wood as Isaac was slept and bound by his father is uncomfortable. And to follow God is also something, certain time is uncomfortable things, but we have to do because that's what God say. You know, our children, it is uncomfortable for them to sleep early, but they have to. It is uncomfortable also to them to wake up early because they want to sleep more, but they have to. It is uncomfortable to our children also when they finish food, then they have to wash dishes. They are uncomfortable. But that's what they need to do. We have to bond them as Abraham bound Isaac. We need to control them and bond them. it is uncomfortable for them to pray because they want to play. It is uncomfortable for them to read the Bible because they are lazy. So there are a lot of things our children may be uncomfortable. They are uncomfortable if we control the amount of the sweet or fruit they will eat. They are uncomfortable if we are not allowing them to use much chocolate in order for them to eat other important food that they need for them to grow, for their physical body to grow. So the altar in the home must be from the Word of God. And even if our children, they are uncomfortable with it, they need to enjoy it. Many things the Lord say, I'm uncomfortable, but I need to do because this is the way that God wants me to follow Him. In verse 10, then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Which knife we use in the house? We don't use knife to slay our children, but we use the Word of God. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 12, say, for the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. We use the Word of God every time we bond them and they don't want or they are not willing to lay down on the uncomfortable things that we are asking them to do. We bring them to the Word of God. We open the Bible and we show them and we tell them, read, open your Bible, son, open your Bible, daughter. See what the Lord say here and here and here. You read the verses. Now you understand? Yes, Dad. Yes, Mom. Now what we need to do? We have to obey. Why? Because that's what God say. So always use the Word of God in the family. Explain to the children so they will grow, because that is a Bible study for them. You need to give them a Bible study. Every area that they show non-respect, you go to the Bible and open it to them and let them read themselves and explain to them. They will be convinced as you tell them the Word of God. That is how we deal with our children. Finally, we know the story of Abraham and Isaac. The angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham, here I am. He replied, don't lay a hand on the boy. He said, don't do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. In verse 13, Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. Finally, the Lord delivered Abraham and the family and Isaac from this trial. So Abraham called that place, the Lord will provide, and to this day it is said, on the mountain of the Lord it will be provided. So here, the tension that was in the life of the family was relieved by the Lord. So they have the victory, they celebrate it, and they call the place, he called the place, the Lord will provide. So that was a good testimony for Abraham and to Isaac and to the whole family. And we need to do the same. And the Lord allow trial to pass into our life, and God relieve us. We show our children that as we had obeyed the instruction of God, God had provided for us and had delivered us. And therefore, we cherish this and we commit ourselves as parents and children to follow and obey the Lord wholeheartedly. That is how the faith of the family and the faith of the children will grow, that we explain to them the events that we are passing through. Some parents, they are not speaking to their children these the important things that they are facing. No, you explain to them and let them carry the burden with you, let them pass through it, so that they will pray, they will have more experience, they will have thanksgiving to God, and they will know in the future that as they had passed in the past in these trials, what they will face in the future they can handle. Every one of us want to have a blessed children, or the Lord shall bless our children, or we like that the Lord will bless our children. So we need to teach them obedience, and we teach our children that without obedience they will not receive a blessing of the Lord. The promise of God to Abraham, he told him in verse 17, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendant will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all the nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. We teach our children, as we obey the Lord, they will be having increase in number, and that is that our children will take possession of the city of their enemies. The Lord will open the future for you, and he will take you to a places, to a good places that belong to your belong to the enemies of God and to our enemies, and he will give these things to us, and we will be a blessing, and you will be a blessing to others. That's why we need to obey the Lord today. Abraham, as a father and as a spiritual father, he continued to nurture his son Isaac even up to the time of his marriage. Isaac was married when he was 40 years old. Abraham put the outline of which wife he should take, he should not take from the people around them. We can read that in book of Genesis chapter 24. Abraham, verse 1 onward. Abraham was now old and well advanced in years, and the Lord had blessed him in every way. He said to the chief servant in his household, the one in charge of all that he had, put your hand under my thigh. I want you to swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of earth, that you will not get a wife for my son from the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I am living. He does not want worldly people, worldly woman, non-believer, because if he will get a Canaanite woman, the Canaanite woman will pull him to her religion and to the worldliness they live and to the false teaching, and will destroy his faith. We need to follow up our children. Some people, they say when the children are 18 years old, some cultural decisions should do their own and they should decide. No, we should follow them up and nurture them. We should not allow them to do their own. And but verse 4, but will go to my country and my own relatives and get a wife for my own, for my son Isaac. The point here is not that you will get a wife from your own country. No, the point here that Abraham did, if the women are willing to leave her family, her background, her religion, her idol worship, and willing to come out and join my son to follow the Lord, then that is a believer wife. But you mean here a woman who is willing to live as we are, as we left the old things, the religion, the culture, and we follow the word of God. If a woman like this available, then that is the person that God had called to marry Isaac. So here the point here, the responsibility of the parents to discipline and to nurture their children, it will not stop at the age of 17 or 18 or 19 or 20, but it will continue. As a royal priesthood, we continue to nurture our children and direct them and help them to catch the vision of God and to carry the truth to the next generation. Let us commit our ways to God. Let us give thanks to Him. And let us commit ourselves to obey His word in sheltering our children and applying the real discipline of God in the life of our families and in the life of our children. Lord, we thank and we praise You for Your goodness and Your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Lord, thank You for Your word. I pray that Your word will bring a sound teaching and direction for each and every parent, O God, to discipline their children and their families in the way that You want each and every family to care for their children and nurture them according to Your ways and Your truth. Lord, I pray, help each and every one, especially those who set their heart to follow You and to raise up their children in the fear of You. Lord, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and bring it, O God, Lord, to the places that You want Your people to know and to follow. We give You glory and honor. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our children. Enlarge our territory. Let Your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.